Hey everybody, no tan lines, looks nice. This is The Burbs and that's Hindsight. Mark, Taylor, how are you both?
Ed, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much. Excellent. Taylor, please answer.
I feel like we always say we're really well. And I try and think of variations of I'm really well, but I can't have one. I'm tip-top.
We're English. It's default response.
I'm good, thanks. You?
Yeah, yeah. It's just a... No one wants to hear you. Well, actually, I've got a bit of a twinge.
It's like the answer to how do you do is actually how do you do. Don't actually tell them how you feel. How do you do? How do you do?
It's what do you? How do you do what is the actual...
I want to know.
How do I do it? I don't know.
I also want to know how Kirsty is because she's joining us today.
Hey! Yeah, I am feeling also good.
Oh, good.
I feel fine.
What, just fine.
Just
fine. Who keeps inviting you to these things? That's what I want to know. Who keeps inviting you to these things? You're here all the time.
I think you did this.
What would you do if we just didn't introduce you for the whole podcast?
I like that you stayed silent the whole time up until that point. I'm quite impressed, actually.
I think the first time I ever did it, you guys kind of told me I wasn't allowed to.
Don't speak, Kirsty, until you've spoken to.
Now I feel very well behaved.
Silenced you. Yeah. I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, of course.
Or not.
Wait, what, just silence you, are we? Let's be honest. Come on.
Don't be mean.
Oh.
Look, come on, enough of this.
Oh, sorry.
It's time for us to take a journey back. To 1989.
Oh. 1989. Every time. I don't know what to do. I was alive.
I was being conceived.
Have we ever done one that you've not been alive for?
Wow. At this exact moment.
Probably. No.
Oh. That also
a little bit
sounds
later
like
in the year.
Constantly. Through the year as well.
Maybe trying. I don't know. There lots of others before me, I'm sure.
Wait, hang on. Weren't you born in 1990?
Yeah, but I was...
In September?
Yes, but it must have been like New Year's Eve.
No, because it would have been like January... But...
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but so... Right.
Because it's
borderline 89.
Ed, back me up. Pregnancy is technically longer than 9 months.
Pregnancies are technically longer than 9 months.
Ed, back me up.
Well,
I like the fact you went to...
You were holding
him
down.
I mean, he does have a child.
Well, yeah, so you're being thought about, I suppose. You know...
I was definitely considered. I was a planned baby.
You were? I was going to say it because...
I was planned.
You come across like a mistake.
To be fair, I'll give you that. Well, I was planned, but they planned me to be Luke, who did not arrive.
And then they swapped you out when you were young because you looked completely different than you, the child.
Have you heard this before?
Baby photos.
No, please tell me about this.
There's like a range of baby photos where I'm like really blonde and happy. And then...
And happy?
And then literally just one day the photos change and the child is completely different.
It's
and,
really weird.
And I have like a dark brown bob all of a sudden.
It's
honestly bizarre.
It's really
it's
weird.
Like you've been, it's literally like she's been swapped out. Like you've got a hospital and just come home with someone else. I'm like, oh, I can't bother to go back.
Yeah, it is questionable.
Do you now dye your hair blonde to try and get back to that?
Yeah, sometimes I hope I'm her.
Do you have memories of a past life? Like, where you were somewhere else. Like, I feel like my parents were different.
No, I don't remember a lot of my childhood. Which says
blocked
a lot.
It out, and yeah, obviously, trauma.
Because, yeah, there's loads of things. I mean, I won't get into it, but there's loads of really weird things that Mum tells me about that I don't remember.
Oh, God. I feel like that's a different podcast.
We need a whole episode dedicated to this, I think.
Do a side episode.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember what happened last week, so.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Ah, childhood memories, eh? Let me tell you about one of my childhood memories.
Oh,
was owning a Nintendo Game Boy, Nintendo released the first iteration of in 1989.
I owned one.
The original big grey...
Yep.
Hulk.
Had many games.
What games?
I loved it. What games? Well, Tetris. You had to have Tetris.
Tetris. Everyone owned Tetris.
Did you have to put
it came with Tetris, basically.
Did it have like a ID card or whatever?
An ID card?
What are they called?
I know
cartridge.
What you mean.
Game cartridge.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Is that what they would have been called on
ID
Nintendo
card.
DS as well?
They were called what, sorry?
Is that what they would have on Nintendo DS as well?
Yeah, they were different, but they did have little, not DS, but no, like Switch has them still, but little cartridges.
Ink cartridge.
Do you still have to put things in?
That's what she said.
You don't have to.
But you can.
But you can.
Yeah, with the Switch, you are given both options. You can download them or you can buy them.
As long as you've proved your identity, then you do it.
Just show it to the game every time you load it up.
Yeah. Like the fact that Game Boy had two-factor authentication back in 1989.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
But it was a great handheld console.
It was brilliant. I remember Dr. Mario for some reason.
One of my favourite games was a Bugs Bunny Looney Tunes game.
Looney Tunes.
I really remember that one.
Have you ever held one of the original Game Boys recently? They are chunky.
No.
Mother.
I've got big hands, though.
I don't actually remember what it looks like. I don't think I've seen it. Is it a handheld?
I mean, it's got the same form factor as like a mobile phone. It's sort of, you hold that way round.
Oh, so it's not on a wire. Green screen. I thought it's on a wire to a screen.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's a handheld.
It's just a handheld.
With a little dot matrix screen, wasn't it?
I would have been really, yeah. There would have been other things out by the time I got old enough to play.
Oh, yeah.
Game Boy Color,
probably, yeah.
DS, that's your like DS.
I remember like a rectangle one that had like the, what was that?
Game Boy Color, yeah. But yeah, it was grey, but much bigger.
Speaking of fictional characters, this fact slightly goes against Mark's rules, but I'm going to roll with it, and so are you.
Ugh.
And the fact is, Batman was the top grossing movie, which no, Mark will see.
Firstly, this spoils my fact later. And, secondly, it wasn't. Carry on.
That's what the fact said.
We've only been doing that for the last 3 years, that Ed always does the top film.
Yeah, well, the next question, the bonus on
what
top of
what type of Batman
that,
film? Like, The Batman?
I don't know. Didn't get that
The
part.
Batman.
The Batman.
That's the sub-fact to my fact, which is Batman and the Joker were the most popular Halloween costumes, which brings me on to my question of what do you think the ultimate Halloween costume is that's lived the longest life, aside from a ghost?
Do we ask questions because in this section?
Batman.
No, not normally.
Yeah, but it's a good discussion point.
It's. I mean, I
Batman
feel like it would
Robin
have been a good discussion
popular.
Point in October.
I still think it's a good discussion point.
April does bring about Halloween thoughts.
If it's anything 2003 onwards, it's pirates. It's Jack Sparrow. Every year.
A pirate.
I just assume the longest one would be a ghost because it's a sheet.
I said not a ghost. Specified that in the question.
I didn't listen to the question because I was more concerned as to why this was happening.
Or a witch, something that you can make slutty?
Yeah, probably.
Something you can make slutty.
I mean, that's what uni was all about.
Well, okay, wow.
That's what Halloween was all about.
I literally don't know how to come away from your random Halloween question for my fact.
I really like
Are you going to tell us the answer?
No.
Oh,
it
I thought we were guessing.
A discussion point.
I don't think I ever dressed
so
up for
confused.
Halloween.
I'm not even going to pretend like
it's
I know
probably Frankenstein.
I'm just
going to
move on.
No, not Frankenstein.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Mark, please.
Right, the Berlin Wall came down in this year, which was a massive point. And a much more interesting fact.
Can you link it into the Joker?
There was a Joker graffitied on the wall and they tore it down.
My mum had a piece of the Berlin Wall.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was a lot of people...
How did she get
it? And start to break it
did
down.
Your mum take it down? Did
she
your
went
there?
To Berlin, I think, like the year after it came down.
There's that story that it came down by accident, wasn't there? Like a guard basically just was like, oh,
whoops.
Yeah, you can. And then they just started tearing it down. And
they opened it, they
like
opened it up for travel.
That's the end of communism.
They opened it up for travel and then the next day they just started tearing it down.
Nice.
Basically, just Germans did.
David Hasselhoff was there.
Was he? Was he actually?
Apparently. I think he was on top of it singing. I may have made this up. Might be a fever dream.
I would love if he was up there just singing.
Are you getting
the
confused
theme?
With like a scene from The Simpsons where they're on the wall and they have a concert?
I think you're right, actually.
I thought you were confusing it with the scene.
I hope that's the case. Yeah. But anyway, it's a real powerful moment.
When I went to Berlin, I went to see like bits of the wall. Or like where it was.
Yeah, it's not there now, is it? Is it like a metal line?
I was going to say, do they mark where it was?
Yeah, they've marked where it was. And then I went to this house where Hitler like basically came up with the final solution and everything. But the wall literally ran through this like the grounds of this house afterwards.
Yeah.
They were like, well, that's our divide. And it literally just went through.
Go around the house.
I think it went straight through the garden, but it went round the house.
Oh, okay.
It took the whole garden out. We're going.
Hey, that was mine.
He didn't need it.
Property devalued.
Not at that point.
I like that you were going to correct me. That was after, obviously. Yeah, obviously. I got that. Thanks.
It did just went up overnight, though.
It did go up very quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, it literally went up overnight. You'd be like, they're building a wall up next door. Freaking neighbours.
You see what they're doing over there?
That's why it's so bad, though, wasn't it?
Cement
it divided families and everything. Literally just.
Yeah,
just
you're like,
it's terrible.
Really terrible.
Different times.
Good that it came down.
Fantastic.
I remember watching it in the news of it.
I was going to say, I imagine that was a big
pushing chunks
deal.
Of the wall over.
Yeah,
that
would be a
moment,
huge thing.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Mm.
Talking about impactful and powerful
Not Halloween costumes?
Things. No. please excuse some pronunciation here.
Mm. Oh, God.
4581 Asclepius, a sub-kilometre asteroid, caused some alarm as it passed by Earth a mere 425,000 miles away.
Oh.
In fact, it passed through the exact position Earth was in only 6 hours earlier.
Really?
That is a near miss.
That is a near miss. That's bad.
Quite scary. I thought that would be more common knowledge, but...
Yeah.
Don't we have lots of that happen all the time, though?
I was going to say... I think this does happen more, but this was quite a big one.
What?
Yeah.
I was going to be mean about the fact originally and say, well, that's not a fact. Something might have happened, but then...
But it is a fact.
The eight hours previously was better.
It's not a discussion point.
About just under a kilometre. They reckon if it hit, it would be equivalent to 20 billion tons of TNT.
That'd be a global wipeout, wouldn't it?
Yeah, extinction of it.
The real question is, do you think Bruce Willis could have drilled it?
Bruce can do anything.
Yeah, come on. That's not even a question.
Can he drill it? Because it's a lot easier to train up some drillers, oil drillers, than it is to train up astronauts to deal
with that. Like you're dissing.
It just makes logical sense. I don't know if you're trying to be funny here, Kirsty, or something.
It's the film of our time.
Speaking of things that are out of this
I'm really
world,
nervous about the rest of Taylor's facts now, I'm not going to lie.
Disney released the film. No, I'm joking. Oh my God. Joking. Disney opened Hollywood Studios Park at Disney World.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can be... Go on, come for my fact now.
I would like some more information about that park.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Amazing.
Oh. I really want to go to Disneyland, but sadly I was never taken, so I cannot.
I've never been.
You're not going to get taken.
So you both. No, well, I just don't want a queue.
Well, we
can go and skip all the queues.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works.
Can you make some travel plans later? Just having a think. Well, to get there, you'd probably need GPS. Speaking of which, the first GPS satellite went up into space in 1989. The first of 24, which then initiated the global positioning system.
That's another one of those facts where it sounds both too early to have happened and also too late.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
It wasn't. It was made free for everyone in 1993. Mm. So ever since then, you could.
Weren't they like military?
Yeah, to start
satellites
with.
To begin with. Yeah, yeah, because everyone was scared. Like when GPS was taking over, where everyone was using it for navigation. They were like, military. One day they're going to just turn it off. Yeah. Then won't they use it?
What does GPS stand for?
I just read that out. Yeah, global positioning satellite. System. Global positioning system.
So how were people using it in 1993? Because we didn't have sat navs until like quite a bit later.
No, but they'd have had, like, say, like military stuff.
Oh, so it was for like
ping satellites.
Do you know what I don't understand is, you know, people use maps. Like, used to use maps.
Yeah.
When you speak to someone of an older generation and you're like, oh, how do I get there? Or like, it comes into conversation. People are like, oh, you take the A45 and then you go right. Like, I'm literally like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whenever I go anywhere and I have a conversation with someone, they're always like, oh, so you go down the M14 to get there? And I'm like,
sure.
Yeah.
See, I can do both because I grew up getting places
with
maps.
You've got the crossover.
So, yeah. So I do know a lot of the big roads.
Saying this, the other day when I had to drop my car off in Hitchin and I needed my mum and dad to pick me up, I said, I'll use your sat nav on your phone because you'll get the quickest route and like you've never been to this place before. No, we know the route, we've got this map, yeah, we're gonna be fine. They got so lost, mum was calling me like literally screaming down the phone because she could not find me, and it started to snow. This was a few weeks ago and it like was very lightly snowing and I was just standing there freezing like, freaking maps.
I love the intensity of it suddenly, and then it snowed.
Yeah, it was so cold.
It's getting worse.
And then I had to say to the guys, because I was just standing on the, like, literally like the corner of this place, they were like, you're right. I was like, yeah, my mum and dad had just got lost.
You didn't ask them to pick you up, did you?
Yeah, I did ask them. They were picking me up. That's what they were doing.
I picked you up the next time, though, didn't I? I took you to get your car, sorry. Yeah.
I wasn't going through that drama again. Love it.
Such speaking hard. Of drama.
Oh.
The Tiananmen Square protests took place in China.
That's a heavy one.
Is that the one where there's the picture of the tank?
That's exactly the one where a man holding a shopping bag stood in front of a row of tanks.
Yeah.
And now very, well, what people consider one of the most iconic photographs ever taken.
Because they weren't allowed to shoot him, were they? Because it was under so much publicity. There's so many cameras.
It would have looked terrific.
But no one knows what happened to him.
Yeah.
No, but another photo of him resurfaced quite recently, like a face on one.
Okay.
But yeah, but no one really knows.
I thought he got like dragged off.
I imagine he's
You do worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've not seen this picture.
You know, I'll get it for you.
You probably have. I'm sure you would have done.
Yeah.
In passing, it's such a iconic.
Everyone like kind of knows the picture of that.
Yeah. But it is.
You know how people have those caps that say icon on?
Yeah.
It's based on that event.
I don't think I have seen that before.
Yeah, he literally stood in front of... They were doing like a show, like a parade of their...
There's a big protest and then the military came to break it up.
Yeah.
But he just...
Oh, I got that wrong, sorry.
He stood there.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah. Speaking powerful of moments, standing up for things she believes in...
Oh, go on, here we go.
Disney, isn't it?
Taylor Swift was born.
Taylor Swift was born, but that's not my fact. No, it was forbidden. Same-sex marriage became legal in Denmark, which the reason I've got this as an interesting fact is it didn't become legal in the UK until 2000 and something in my lifetime, and in the US.
Is that legal? Is that just in churches?
Fairly certain. It's still not legal in all of the US, is it?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, that's good. They were obviously very forward-thinking.
Progressive Denmark. Mm.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Tell us more facts about it, because you find it quite interesting.
Modern Family, Cam and Mitchell get married. And it shows really good progression of Jay.
Not anything to do with Denmark, is it really?
Might be.
I mean, to be fair though, Modern Family was filmed in HD, and you'll be interested to know that the first HDTV broadcast happened in 1989.
This blows my mind.
Blew my mind a bit as well. Because it didn't. It wasn't in the US till 96. I don't know when it was over here. Probably similar time. But yeah, 89.
I really want to...
First HDTV broadcast.
Oh, sorry.
Bro. I really want to see that footage as well. I want
to
see
did HD look like HD back is then? It? Yeah. And what was it? I couldn't really find much more out.
Especially
the 80s.
Lots of questions about it.
People had like...
Go on, go on, ask me something.
Because of the brightness.
What was the broadcast?
The clarity.
What was the podcast?
What was the broadcast?
It was...
The Olympics,
it was called Japan TV HD.
I think they broadcast the Olympics.
I saw that in an onsen once.
How good. There you go, you see. Sorted.
Look at me, the transition out of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, HD obviously is a process they use to remaster films, like the highest grossing one of 1989.
Tell us the real highest grossing
film. I can tell you it wasn't Batman, which was the highest grossing movie in the US.
Well, that's what
worldwide, though.
Oh, we got worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
What Batman film was it, by the way?
Batman.
Just Batman.
First,
Michael Keaton.
Yes, thank you.
I'm with you, sorry.
Batman.
The Batman.
The Batman.
Batman, Black
the Batman.
The true worldwide highest grossing movie of 1989 was Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Ooh.
Ah, yes, of course.
Not seeing it. What? What did you watch on Sundays? You never watched The Adventure of Indiana Jones?
Disney Channel.
You chose... poorly.
Yes.
Taylor, why are you laughing? You don't even know.
Disney own
I'm joking.
Do Disney do own the... Yeah.
They do
now.
Paramount.
Don't they own
Disney
own Indiana Jones?
I thought Disney owned Indiana Jones.
They own Lucasfilm, which... Yeah. But I think they're Paramount.
But I thought
Paramount's just distributed like the old ones, don't they?
I don't know.
I'll find this out.
Please find it back and get back to us next episode. Let me tell you about the best-selling album, though.
They do own it, by the way.
Where is this best-selling album?
Just Googled it.
Is it on Disney Plus?
Walt Disney Company has owned Indiana Jones since it acquisitioned of Lucasfilm.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
In 2012.
Muttered not into the microphone, so if people hear this, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The best-selling album, Brad Shewes.
Yep.
Living on a Prayer.
Don't Be Cruel by Bobby Brown.
Oh, okay. Ironic.
The one that beat up...
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Love his makeup.
It's quite ironic.
Yeah, strange. I've never heard.
And the idea of him not being cruel.
Is that worldwide? US?
There's US.
My memory is really testing me today. I'm not remembering half of
this. It's too early in the morning for us to really worry about these things.
I find worldwide stats for the music.
Yeah.
But movie.
It's probably with Shania Twain. She was head of everything.
I love Shania. A bit early for Shania, I think.
Do you think? Early 1990s, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That down impressing me. Like,
okay, we're going to take a quick break there.
I think that's a good idea.
When we get back, we're going to be discussing the burbs.
Suburbia.
And we are back. The burbs. Mark, you've seen this before, haven't you?
I'm a fan. Yeah. It's been a while since I've watched it, but I have watched it on more than one occasion. And I didn't see it when it came out because, well, when it came out, it didn't do very well, from what I understand.
Well, no, in the box office, it did.
Oh, right, critically.
Critically, it did not do very well.
But it's become a cult classic.
Yes. And I think it is a good example of a cult classic.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was watched it. I don't know when I first watched it, but...
No, yeah. I've seen it as well a long time ago, only once, but...
Yeah. It's a weird thing. It's a film that I watched when I was quite young. Not young, but younger. And I had a weird memory of it that wasn't actually what happened in the film. But I always think about it when I'm watching it back, which only doesn't make any sense.
Mandela effect.
It's a little bit of that, yeah. Yeah. It's to do with the... without going into the film already, but with that big femur they find.
Yeah.
In my head, when I was younger, it was Walter's leg, and that's why he'd been in the hospital, and it makes no sense. Why would they remove a bone? It literally makes no sense, but it's stuck in my head, and I always think about it.
Here's your bone back.
Yeah, that's it. You're boned.
Give a dog A.
Taylor, have you seen this before?
No.
Kirsty, have you seen this before?
No, I haven't. I watch a lot of 90s films.
You do.
I know, but I watch like a lot of films.
You do watch a lot of like era.
Yeah.
Era and drama.
Yeah. Mm.
Have you seen it before?
Yes, when I was about 10 years ago. Just watched it once randomly.
Oh.
When you're looking for something to watch. Oh, Tom
just
Hanks.
The once, though. Yeah. Just the one watching.
Yeah, let's give that a try.
Tom Hanks leads you into a self-sense of security.
It's young Hanks, though.
Mm.
It's exactly. A different breed of Hanks.
He's on the edge here. Mm.
It was even... Had Big come out? Big had come out.
Yeah. Big was the year before, and he was nominated for an Oscar for that. And I think that was his kind of launch into big stuff.
It's why they apparently made him a lot more prominent in this film.
Because I read that they, when they did the trailer, they edited it to look like a different film.
Oh, really?
To be a bit like, oh, it's like Big again. And it's like, how? It's really not like Big.
Piano just shoved in.
Amazing.
But hey, let's start. So the film starts with what I would say is quite a cool Universal logo.
I knew Taylor would hate us talking about this. But I agree. So,
I mean, for the time, I mean, it's a bit rough around the edges, but. The transition I thought was quite cool.
Well, the zoom into the map. I mean, it's like you do that these
Google
days.
Maps.
Just use Google Maps, yeah. But that would be all drawn, I suppose.
Draw, and I think when it actually turns to the street, I think that's a model.
Yeah, it's definitely a model at one point. Because I was like,
HD does not hide that very well.
But still pretty seamless. The between one bit to the next.
Oh,
to the
perfectly
next,
watchable.
Very
yeah.
smooth, I thought.
I thought for the time it's pretty like bang on.
Oh, for the time.
For the time.
I'd love to say I watched it, but I didn't.
You up?
Why do we need 5 minutes before a film?
I thought, to be fair, this film started pretty quick.
No. Yeah, and it ended
normal...
just as bluntly, but we'll get to that at the
it
end.
It wasn't quick enough.
I mean, you literally want the film to start with someone just getting shot in the face.
Like, even the bit where he's like stepping on the curb and there's wind.
Before we get to that, can I just say how quickly the music changed from really like serious to like kind of a bit dramatic to just dun, 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 dun.
That's what I love about it.
The music,
it's all a bit,
like, yeah.
It's all of it set to make you uneasy.
And also the house is like basically in black and white when it begins. Everything else is in colour, but the house is in black and white.
Yeah.
So that was quite cool.
But it's great. I mean, you're saying about him stepping on the thing. I love that. When he first goes to investigate the house, all the noises, and he steps onto their land, and the wind picks up, and he steps back, and it's fine.
What is the genre of this film?
Comedy horror.
Black comedy.
So it's a horror.
Oh, it's a...
I would say this would be a criticism of this film, in that it doesn't quite know what it wants to be.
Yeah, I felt like that.
It's not quite... funny enough to be a comedy, and it's not quite scary enough to be a horror. It sits in this strange middle area.
I think it's funny enough to be a comedy, personally.
Yeah,
and that's not me saying it's not funny.
Comedy,
but I would say if someone said I'm going to watch The Birds, I wouldn't say to them, "Oh, that's a funny film."
No, I suppose it would be my first choice of Watch the Bird because it holds that cult classic status.
Yeah,
I feel there's a lot of like comedy that kind of fell flat.
That doesn't hit, I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
I also think, and I've said this about other films, but we've definitely, comedy has changed over the years. So stuff that was probably funnier back then just is bland now.
Maybe no, because I think there's films that come out around that time that are funny. I think it just is a little bit too It's almost like certain bits of it just aren't polished. Like, is it a bit like...
Well, interestingly, you should say... do you want to say
No, you go for it.
Interestingly, at that time, it went into production just as there was a writer's strike in the US. So they... no writers could do any work on film. So they had the script, obviously.
Yeah.
But usually when they're making a film, they make adjustments as they go along. So the director actually hired the writer as an actor
on
the film, so they could kind of informally
talk
about it. But,
A lot of it's improvised.
It is improvised. Yeah. And I think you can kind of tell.
Yeah, that does make a lot more sense.
But I actually think that's a compliment to it as well, because I think they did... Well, under those difficult circumstances, I imagine.
I think I like it because of that. I think that's what... Reading that, I didn't know that until I was watching the film and reading up on it.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense to me. But I do think as well that's why I like it more, knowing...
But I think if you were just coming into it and watching it and didn't know that information, because most people aren't going to research a film before they watch it,
no.
You would just be like, what the
heck? I wouldn't describe this as a funny film.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't.
No, I think I kind of agree.
I think it has some very...
There's some random bits that were quite
very
amusing.
Funny moments.
It's a dark comedy. I mean, it's a very dark comedy.
Anything, Corey Feldman's character, basically anything that he was doing made me laugh.
Oh, see, yeah. I find him quite annoying.
The young guy, I've forgotten his name.
Okay. The one with the paint pots, which really upset to begin with.
More than now.
I'll get it in a sec. Jumping forward a little bit to the end, sorry, when... And this was improvised, the bit with the slamming himself down on the hospital, an ambulance.
Oh, yeah, when he puts himself in the ambulance.
That was all improvised.
See, that's so good. That's such a good moment.
Really tickled me.
He just does that himself.
Ricky Butler is
Slammed himself in the ambulance. Oh, you mean the police car? He threw himself
Ray
in the
Ray does, not Ricky.
Not Ricky.
He puts himself on the gurney. Or the
as
trolley,
in Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end. Anyway, back to the start.
I don't understand when he steps forward the wind, because it's not a sci-fi.
Well, it's meant to make it like
Also, it's not real. It's supposed
to... Yeah, but they didn't need that.
But it sets a scene that something's weird with that property, I guess.
But it drops out of the genre, because then you think it's going to be a haunted house, when actually there's nothing haunted about it.
Well, but it is...
There's clearly some bad stuff going on in that house.
Not that would create wind.
You really overthought this film.
I didn't overthink it.
You definitely did.
That sets the scene in the wrong way.
A lot of it's just, it's a bit silly.
I just think it was meant to be just a bit of a silliness to like...
Yeah.
I wouldn't think wind. When they do that around houses, I feel like it's more of like a spiritual thing.
Well, yeah, that's what
wind and spell. All melds in together, doesn't it?
I thought it'd be like a ghost film at this point. I thought it'd be a ghost film.
It's supposed to be very eerie, and they are trying to build that tension of the unknown from this house.
I guess it's a bit like a haunted house, that feel to it.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
that vibe.
And they've made the house decrepit for a reason to try and make it look scary.
And there's just a bit of a wind vortex.
I mean, it doesn't explain why they put the proper outback people in the house. Maybe there's a turbine.
But it doesn't go past the border.
Well, perhaps the fence is blocking off the exit wind.
It was a bad moment.
Maybe he had a bad moment and it was him. It wasn't the house.
Yeah, maybe he had...
Yeah.
Some trapped wind.
Just a bit trapped wind.
But we sort of... So we meet... And then after that, we essentially meet the neighbourhood, don't we? It's a bit of a drive-by with the paper boy.
Carrie Fisher was not looking as great as I thought she was.
I think the best fact I saw about Carrie Fisher in this film was the fact she wore a wig the whole time. And her wig was exactly the same as her hair.
I read the same thing. But they read it. It's not said as like a joke. And sometimes her real hair would surprise the cast to find that it was her real hair. Like, so why didn't they use her real hair?
I think it's amazing. She put a wig on that was the same.
Maybe she had a bit of a patch at the time.
I don't know. I literally was watching it being like, wait, just as like a normal haircut around that time anyway. So, yeah, makes sense, I guess.
That is so weird.
That is very weird. Was this Carrie Fisher pre...
No, post.
Post?
Are you going to say Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah. Star Wars was...
About 10 years
later. I think the third Star Wars was maybe a few years before this, if I got that right. I mean,
early 80s.
The first one was in the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah, 77, then 81.
Yeah.
83, I think.
Yeah, so to be fair, she was older.
Yeah.
I was expecting her to look like Return of the Jedi.
Princess Leia, basically.
Just wearing her in a gold bikini.
I didn't think she looked too
bad. Return of the Jedi is not one of the ones she's in, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is. No, it is.
She's in all three of the original ones.
Oh, sorry.
But I think she's quite criminally underused in this film.
Yeah.
Because she's a very funny actress. And
she played too much of a mum character.
Yeah, I didn't really get it.
And she wasn't very supportive to begin with. She was very like... And he was on a holiday. She was like, do something. And I was like...
Well, was he on a holiday? Or was he fired?
it's an underlying thing.
It doesn't actually... Some of the stuff he says
makes
you think like... He's been let go from work. This is what this is about. And she's getting annoyed at him for not being productive.
But they're pretending like he's on vacation.
Yeah.
Wants to take his mind off it.
I did not get that.
But he's just, losing his... And he's clearly, like, a stressful person. So has he been, like, let go because he can't handle the stress or something?
Apparently there was a subplot about it being him being let go, but they didn't include it for some reason.
The writers.
But... Yeah. Well, I didn't write it in time.
But anyway, so we meet a lot of the neighbours, don't we? Like you've got the army guy who lives opposite, raises his flag, and then
massive
you've got,
fan of his wife.
Yeah, yeah, Wendy Shaw. Yeah,
I like his wife.
What's his name? Walter at the end of the road, and his dog poos on the lawn.
Yeah,
and then we meet Ricky, and then Art. Ray coming through the, not Ray, Art. Sorry, yeah. With his gun, try to shoot a crow.
Yeah.
In Ray's back garden, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, really, yeah.
And neighbourhoods in the US really like this. Like, so curtain twitchy.
I think neighbourhoods in the UK are like this.
I'm going to say, I think that's pretty much a universal
thing. I think it is a stereotype of the suburbs.
Yeah.
It's a very, this is the whole thing, it is stereotyping the suburbs, hence the burbs.
I doubt anyone else had this as well, but when they showed you, like, the street, I was like, am I watching Desperate Housewives?
Yeah, legit.
It's the same street.
It's the same street.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It really reminded me of that film, Christmas with the Cranks.
Which is probably the same street
as
well.
It might be the same.
I bet it's one set that they used for...
I think that's more of a street than a cul-de-sac.
So I found that out about Gilmore Girls. That town, square bit for Gilmore Girls, is actually used in like so many different films.
Yeah, they do really there's stuff a lot.
What was interesting I read about that lot is that... All the houses have changed except Ray's house. That's still there now. Ah. It's the same house, but all the other ones have been...
Was it a real street?
Is that because they blew up all
the
other
ones? No, it's on the Universal lot.
I was going to say, I assumed it was a set.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's cool.
And they do these with a lot of things, don't they? They have just filming time.
I wonder if Suburgatory is filmed.
No.
Tom Hanks is a hero. Can we just...
And no one would know that TV show apart from you and me.
Oh. I looked at Ed like you knew us.
I love Tom Hanks, but he does sound like Woody throughout the entire film.
Surprising, really, that he sounds like Woody, isn't it?
That is his voice.
I know, but it's just like every time he's speaking, I'm like, Woody.
I always think Sleepless
is this the first
time
you've seen Tom Hanks not as Woody?
No.
I think it is.
No, because we watched another Tom Hanks film. We had the same discussion. We've watched lots of Tom Hanks films.
I can't remember the last. We watched... Catch Me If You Can, but I don't think we published that episode.
There was another one.
It was too dirty.
too raw for TV.
There's another one we watched.
I don't think there was, but I'll take your word for it.
There was.
I can't think what it was. Anyway. So they're talking about the neighbours, aren't they? Talking about these new neighbours who have been there. I can't really work out how long they've been there. A couple of weeks, was it?
A couple of weeks because they go around late and they say they haven't spoken to them.
Oh, in a month.
It's like a month or something.
Because they'd all seen Ray go over there in the night in his like pajamas, and it's all a bit weird. And this is why the whole thing is just like, is he having a bit of a breakdown or something?
Yeah,
clearly the neighbours know that he's not quite in his right mind, I suppose, should we say. But anyway, Art's always encouraging him, isn't he? Like, and they go over and try to see what's going on.
Do you read those two actors didn't get on that round? So interesting, though, isn't it?
You wouldn't notice it watching the film,
no.
Pretty good.
I said so.
So they go over and you get the wind again, which obviously upset Taylor.
It didn't upset me. I just didn't think it made a good film.
Focusing on that one point. The film's terrible because of the wind.
The film's terrible overall, but not because of the wind.
No.
I don't think it's the best film.
Thank you.
I was like, all right. Well, we're not there. We're not at the end yet, are we? Jeez.
In hindsight.
Right, let's choose the next film.
Yeah. Well, I like these little bits. So they go to knock. They knock on the door, don't they? And then the 669 turns to 666, yeah. And then the light falls off, and they start getting stung by bees. It's all very.
That was so bizarre.
It was very bizarre.
But it's good. But it all gives you the impression that the house is not what it appears. Like, don't go to this house.
Doesn't don't
it?
You think it's so sad that the young boy who lives on the street, his parents aren't there?
I thought he didn't live. I thought he just was
what,
like
Ricky.
Yeah.
Well, I think his parents are away or something.
Is it, but they're away and he's staying to renovate the house.
Repaint the house.
What colour is he
doing a terrible
it?
Job yeah. of it.
He's doing a terrible job. He's just pouring
when
paint
When he spilled
everywhere.
That paint, it really upset me because I thought how stressful it would have been.
It massively upset me. Like, really upset me.
He's more upset later on where he's painted one pillar a bit of one colour, one pillar a bit of another colour, and just apparently stopped.
Because once I stepped in paint, I didn't realise... And it was on my sock, and I trailed it all through the house on the carpet.
That hurts me.
It wasn't even like a light colour. It was green. And I had so much cleaning. So much. Any spilt paint really upsets me.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's all right. It wasn't real. they go to the house, don't they? And they run off. The bees are stinging. They run over to... what's his name? Oh,
Get Hosed Down.
Yeah, Get Hosed Down. And Classic. They're all sitting there.
Rumsfeld.
Rumsfeld, that's it, thank you. And they do get it starts getting a noise again, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at my notes, but
starts getting a noise again.
I've lost where I am.
Starts getting a noise again. Oh, well, the boys have basically got a vendetta against this family because they think something suspicious is going on, so they decide after dark.
I'm going to point out that there is something suspicious going on.
Yeah, there is definitely some suspicious.
Yeah, but so they go and watch, spy on it at night, don't they? That's the decision. And they're hiding behind the bit. I'm thinking your hiding is appalling. I like the fact they go knock for each other, though.
Yeah, it's quite cute vibes
it
between
them. But they do. I mean, weird stuff happens, doesn't it? So he drives. They see the garage open and then the car drives down to the bins. He takes it out, stabs the bag into the bin and then drives back again.
Do we ever find
that is
what
so bizarre. It's just rubbish, I think.
It's just rubbish.
We never find out because they think they've switched out, don't they? That's what they're going to go and check at night, what's in the bin. So they can't. And it's in the morning, they wake up and the garbage men are there, aren't they?
Yeah.
And the bin drivers.
Yeah.
Like really popular actors at the time in lots of random stuff as small characters.
One of them certainly was a more popular actor. The other one I really know from Star Trek, actually.
Yeah, there's both of them I really recognise.
Yeah, but I don't know. I know one of them, the older guy, I believe is quite famous. Yeah. He's certainly been in a lot of other films.
Dick Miller.
There you go.
Nick
Miller from New Girl.
I love New Girl.
Dick.
Dick.
Oh, Dick Miller.
You dick.
Don't keep saying Dick.
Oh, Robert Picardo was the other one. He's in
Star Trek Voyager.
Star Trek, that's
But what I like to say, they run over to try and look through the garbage.
But why do they wait until the next morning?
I just assume they've forgotten. Or they No,
because they're there and then they're like, oh, well, it's not going to go anywhere till the morning. So they all go to bed. It doesn't make sense. Surely you'd go
and look at that point, I was a bit like...
Think about that, I must admit. Yeah.
Why, Little Shop of Horrors, I know Dick Miller from. Small Soldiers, classic. Gremlins.
Gremlins. Well, because I think there's a nod to Gremlins or something in this film. There's a Gremlins cereal packet or something.
Well, he's in it, so...
It's the same director.
Is it?
Oh, well. Maybe it's why he's got some of the same characters.
Yeah.
Well, just one.
But I like... I do like the fact that...
Pulp Fiction.
All the garbage that they tip out all over the floor remains there for pretty much the rest of the film. Right at the end where it's gone. But at least they kind of left it there. Which was a nice touch. No one's picking it up. It's just there now.
It was in the night that they saw the first flashes, didn't they, coming? From the basement. So it's the first night they're spying, they see the flashes,
and
they see
the
car.
The guy, don't they? He comes out the house and they just
That's
him.
Before they go and knock on the door. He comes out. That's
why
the first
is he
glimpse.
Hillbilly redneck meat German? Or Austrian?
Assumed he was like a more just like Austrian sort of. I don't think he's hillbilly redneck.
Definitely looks hillbilly vibes.
I found him quite scary. He just looks like that kind of ghoulish, undernourished.
Yeah,
I always feel bad for him because he just seems really innocent.
Actually meet him, it's a bit like he just seems a bit.
I know
what you mean.
Yeah, I always feel bad for him. He doesn't ever. He's never really aggressive or anything.
No,
just. I don't know why it always pulls at me when he gets pulled around and stuff. I was like, oh, leave him alone.
He's all right.
So they find Walter's dog running around, don't they? This is where it really starts to kick in that something's happened, because so they break in the house to find out where Walter is.
Yeah.
And Walter's missing. Oh, they find the dog.
Yeah, they find the dog. Break into his house and then find his toupee. Yeah.
I love that's what he's gone. It's toupee's here.
Toupee's. He never goes anywhere without his toupee. Yeah,
maybe it was Carrie Fisher's wig.
These guys never leave without their hair. That's what he says.
Yeah.
But I would say this is the first point of many where I would say phone the authorities.
Well, in a real world, then yes, obviously, you probably would phone the police.
There's no reason why you couldn't at this point.
I mean, in this day and age, as soon as there's a slight noise from next door, I'm sure the police would have been called.
Yeah.
But this is a different time. When the neighbourhood was king.
Lots simpler back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Take matters into their own.
Plus, that would be a boring film. Call the police. It's over.
We've resolved it.
Yeah. Don't make these things normal.
Well, you could have had the police come over. They haven't found anything now. It feels like they're going to be wasting time if they go back.
But they want to find out themselves, don't they?
Clearly, this film didn't have a writer.
They're all bored neighbours, and they want something to do.
Oh, I know. They get off on the excitement of it. Oh,
that's
why
they're doing
it. Just ground it in reality, please.
Like all films are these days. Every bad guy likes to monologue before they shoot someone. And
correct.
Yes.
They never have jobs.
No, they never have jobs, Taylor. They don't know what it's like to work 9 to 5.
So, anyway, so they find this. They leave a note saying they're taking the dog, and they go back, don't they, to read an occult book for some reason.
Yeah.
Where that's come from, I don't know.
Who owns that?
Yeah, it's just, the whole thing's just a bit like, why have they locked themselves in a room to read this book?
Yeah.
I like that they're winding each other up the whole time about it.
Yeah. And he's smoking his secret cigars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Never really comes of anything, but that's
happening.
Yeah,
just casually having a cigar.
And then he has a weird dream, doesn't he? That bit really throws me off. It is very odd, like dreams about getting barbecued.
Yeah, it's really weird, because he's been full on dragged across isn't there like a chainsaw coming through the wall at one point?
Yeah.
I must admit, this is where I lost a little bit of concentration, and then when I came back into the room, I got very confused, but also thought the film had actually gone to this point.
I find it an odd moment in the film. Like, the rest of it is okay, but this one dream bit,
I find it a bit frustrating because it's so clearly a dream that, you know, we're a bit like, I've just got to wait until he wakes up.
Yeah. It doesn't really, it doesn't lend anything to it.
Didn't he mention something about, have you had visions and stuff?
If he did, I'd miss that.
I'm sure when they were looking in that book, when he covers his ears, I'm not listening, he's like, you're chanting.
Possibly.
It's really jumping at random bits.
It is very random.
I like that he woke up when he's watching Mr. Rogers.
Yes, because I thought, that's a little hint to the future.
Yeah, it was
because he plays it, doesn't he?
Yeah. To the future. But it's just, I found it funny. I was just like, ah! But then this next day, sort of, so Carol, his wife's not letting him join in, is she?
She's not letting him play out.
Keeps
him
away.
Being a boring
boy. And the other guys slip a note through the door, don't they? And then he goes and tells Ray that they've done it, and Ray loses his mind because he's obviously slipped a note and they've seen him do it. I like that they tie these little things together. It's got some thought behind it. It's not just
randomly
done. I like that
you
look at us all.
I like that you look at us
because you always seem to think it's just thrown together at the last minute for some reason. It's a well-crafted plot.
I like that there's moments at this point where he just loses it and keeps like screwing up beer cans.
Yeah, he's really losing it at this point, isn't he?
It's like really weird reaction.
And that's why. Well, that's why Carol's trying to calm him down. It's because she knows he's already a bit stressed out, so try to keep him calm. But then obviously they're talking in the back garden, and his dog digs up the bone.
Yeah.
And is this the bit where they're holding the... And he says to him, you know who that is, don't you? It's Walters. And the camera just starts doing a crash zoom on him. I love that bit. I'm not even going to pretend like I don't.
That's in the trailer.
Tickles me every time. Ah!
It's so bizarre because it's just in and out, in and out.
It really amuses me every time.
Yeah, it's quite funny. But that does come back into making you feel like it is a bit of a piss take. Like, it doesn't, that makes it less serious.
Yeah, I
but it's funny.
It took me out of it rather than, I was a bit like,
it's never supposed to be that serious. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it doesn't feel like a film almost. Like,
but
it feels
like
a...
really defensive of this film.
I like it, and it's a cult classic, so you can't make out that it's terrible.
He's fine in his corner. Wait, I like it.
I think it is terrible, but it can remain as a cult classic.
It will remain as a cult classic. Anyway, no, that's half time.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, we'll stop there then. Never mind. No, we'll be back shortly after this quick break. Welcome back to the Burbs.
Mm. So they found the FEMA. In his panic, Ray runs back into the house and the door, Carol opens the door and just smashes him in the face. Yeah. This is the start of his injuries now, which is quite funny. But that's a... it's a painful moment for him.
Another breakdown with the beer cans.
I'd quite like to live in the suburbs.
You quite like to live in the suburbs?
Yeah.
You do?
You pretty much do.
Yeah. This is the British Desperate Housewives.
I want the big, like, Modern Family house.
Yeah.
I want the space, yeah. It's a bit baller.
Well, given the way the economy's going, you can look forward to never having that.
Aren't American houses really cheaply built, though?
Yeah, they're all like timber framed. Yeah, timber framed and all that business.
One good gust of wind and it'll fall over.
Like if you have like a whirlwind or like
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Good gust of wind.
Actually, that did happen in Desperate Housewives at one point.
A whirlwind romance.
No, there was like a tornado that.
Yeah, got loads of tornadoes in America, didn't they?
He gets hurt by his wife.
So Carol decides enough's enough. They're going to go over there and introduce themselves to the neighbours
with brownies.
With what?
Classic.
With brownies. So it's Ray and Rumsfeld and their two wives. They tell
I got quite excited by this because I thought we get to see more of her now.
Mm.
And it was good when she took the lead, but again, she didn't really
take the lead.
I can only assume it's because they wanted to make it a Tom Hanks vehicle because they rewrote, well, they made it more on him, didn't they? So perhaps she did have a more prominent role at the start?
Yeah, maybe.
Considering she was quite famous at the time as well, probably the next famous name in the film.
No, not if you Google them.
Carrie Fisher's. I would argue Carrie Fisher was probably more famous than Tom Hanks at that time.
At the time, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think at the time.
Yeah, at the time.
Not now.
In retrospect.
If you Google the Burbs, it's Tom Hanks, Bruce Dern, Corey Feldman.
Yeah, but Google results don't. You can't.
I mean, it's done on popularity. It's not done on like popularity of the actor, isn't it? Done with like linked.
Well, no, that could be cast list. On first appearance. So
yeah,
if you see him first, and
Bruce Dern is Rumsfeld, don't he? I think you see him. He's the next one you see in the window.
So. Or it's top billed. It's like the famous Superman film from 1978 or whatever it is. The top billing in that isn't Christopher Reeve; it's Marlon Brando.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Because he's the biggest star, but.
But he was a bigger name as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but he's barely in it.
So they go to the house. The young chap, Hans, is it, lets him in.
Yeah, no bees this time.
No, they get straight in. Although he does still go fall through the decking again, doesn't he? Both feet, brownies all over the floor. And
that was funny.
Bit of slapstick.
Feel guilty for this family at this point. I'm like, why are these people just not leaving them alone?
Well, you do feel a bit bad for them. That's what I mean. I always feel the young Hans. I always feel really bad for him because he just seems like so scared of everything. And
They do a good job with the film of leaving you questioning it right up until the last moment of like, so wait, are they bad or are they not? And so it's quite good at doing that, I think. And like you say, walking at this point, I feel quite sorry. It just seemed like. Kind of, I don't know.
They're just a foreign family. Have moved in, just keep themselves to themselves, you know, and don't want any hassle. And they get in all this hassle.
Can I just bring up the snack situation?
Oh my goodness!
So upset.
And the major sound.
The sound effects added to it. As
so
well.
Good.
It took him so long to get that fish out as well.
That was like, was it ABR? Not ABRSM. That's the examining board for
ASMR.
ASMR. That's it.
ASMR to throw up to. I think.
Oh,
it was so good though.
These snacks are Gavin Blackman energy.
Oh, Gavin your dad Blackman. Would like sardines and pretzels with
me. That's what you'd get if you went round to his.
I'm not going round then.
And the fact, I wonder if he actually ate that because it looked.
It looked like he did.
Yeah, it did.
Well, he spits out, doesn't he? A little while later. But I don't know if he's holding it in his mouth the whole time tonight. Yeah,
his reaction to it afterwards as well got almost allergic reaction.
The sound
really made me laugh.
Oh, it's so good.
The sounds really stressed me out on that whole section.
It's making me feel unwell.
But I think the sounds make it so much better.
It's really bizarre because they don't have that much focus on things like that. Then all of a sudden, the sounds are so intense.
I just like it. He only eats it because he looks at Carol and she's like,
yeah, she gets a little
go
nod.
On, go on.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Even though she's already said no, she doesn't want one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So he does, like you say, he has a bit of an allergic reaction, doesn't he? And tries to find... So we get introduced to the rest of the family as well. At this point, we meet Uncle Reuben.
Yeah.
And the doctor. I don't know if we ever find out his name, do we? Do we? It's just they keep calling him the doctor.
Yeah, he's just the doctor, isn't he, I think.
But so Uncle Reuben's pretty intense. He just sits there, basically stares at Ray, and he says, like, you're the neighbour. And then that's just it.
Yeah, it's so bizarre.
But then the doctor's quite mild-mannered, isn't he?
Charming.
Yeah, charming, but also creepy.
Yeah, I recognised him straight away when he came out.
Oh, he's been in stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch is where I remember him from.
Wait, what?
That's not where I remember him from.
He played, like, the witch judge, where someone's being judged on something.
I think I
in the early series or after?
In the,
they changed it,
didn't they? The original Melissa Joan Hart series.
Yeah, but early on
in them. Yeah, it would have been because they didn't do that sort of stuff later on, did they?
I thought the first episode they changed the panel.
Then it became Penn and Teller for a while.
Oh, that's it. That's what I'm thinking.
But I think I can picture it now.
What's his name?
The actor's name is Henry Gibson.
Henry Gibson. I'm just trying to figure out.
But yeah, he plays that character very well.
He's brilliant. Yeah.
This whole scene is a bit weird, though.
It's supposed to be weird. It's almost supposed to make you
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's what it's supposed to do. And it works. I think it works.
At Rumsfeld, when he's peeling the wallpaper off. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, no, I know why. And they were like watching him do it. I'm like, just stop.
And then he peels up and then he's like, oh, whoops. Like, why did you start?
Yeah,
why did you start?
He keeps trying to turn that painting round. For some reason, he can't figure out what round it's supposed to be.
It's quite obvious as well.
Yeah.
Like, the one where the humans are the right way up.
Yeah, it's just weird.
So weird.
But Dr. Klobuchar obviously shakes his hand and it's got blood all over it, but he claims it's paint, doesn't he?
You would know the difference. You would know the difference.
Yeah, well, yeah. But it's all supposed to be that element of doubt. Like, well, maybe. But at this point, Ray's already just, like, losing it, isn't he?
I think it is paint.
It is paint. He brings that paint in afterwards, doesn't he?
Yeah.
No, but he's...
No, he doesn't at that point. Because they never get to go downstairs because the dog gets out.
He's clearly been doing some murdering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he had. I think it was paint.
Well, by the end of the film, we know he has been doing some murdering.
Yeah, but I don't think in this situation he could have been murdering. Because he would have just been, like... blood or paint.
He was pretty traumatised by it, wasn't he? You know, you would be like, oh, lick it.
If you're already freaked out and think they're murderers and someone shakes your hand and it's like blood red, then yeah, you'd be pretty freaked out. Yeah.
But there's a different consistency and texture.
Yeah, but this was 1989. And
please write
the writers were all on strike.
No, yeah. This is it. They'd had enough. They wrote this film and they were done. But so Ray runs off to find the toilet, doesn't he? And then opens the cellar door. And then for some reason, there's a massive Great Dane.
Yeah, I know.
Out of nowhere, this huge dog
comes out. Don't open it. No.
Which is just not what I was expecting. And I forget that. I think every time I watch it, like, oh, yeah, there's a huge dog in the house.
But the dog goes outside and chases the other one that's...
chases Art over the fence. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
And then they're like, we're leaving.
You get to see their beefy security system.
Yeah,
those lights just like
very bright, and I don't know, the version of the film I was watching was like so grainy and horrible. I don't know why.
So the version I was watching, I actually thought at one point how good the quality was.
It is quality.
Oh, really? Yeah. But when the lights came on, I was just like, this looks great.
Maybe that's when it
already... well lit.
Maybe that's when I thought it was really good quality.
It does. It goes really good quality then.
Wow, there was a point where it was really clear. That's probably it.
So yeah, they go back to Ray's house to talk about it, don't they? And Ray's just sort of like sitting on the stairs. He's like, I think they're clean. And he tells the woman to go away. And it's just like, he's found Walter's toupee at some point. I don't know when he's supposed to have found it.
Why do they have that toupee? Does it circle back to find out why?
Yeah, because they were collecting the mail for Walter.
And because he posted it back through the door, didn't he? It obviously fell with all the other mail when they just picked it up.
But the way it's explained to you, it's like, oh, and they just—it was just in between some magazines that were Walter's, by the way. So you start thinking, oh, yeah, how do you explain that? It's actually quite easily explained.
It's all very easily explained, and that's what makes it well crafted.
That is good.
I know everyone else doesn't feel the same way, obviously.
The women are then let us drop it.
I'm not going to let you drop it.
No, the women you in the always film go about something you don't like. It.
Huh?
The women in the film want to drop this entire situation, whereas the men regroup.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. If you want to just go, be mean to me, it's fine.
But Carol's always been very much a... She doesn't believe that anything sinister is going on.
She thinks it's a massive waste of time.
Yeah, yeah. So he takes the guys to the next room, doesn't he? And they hatch a plan to go over there and break in, literally break in and have a look.
Again, police.
Well, they just want to dig in the garden, don't they?
I think...
That was the original plan, to just dig.
But weren't they going to go in the house as well? Was it just to dig? Because he thinks there's... Yeah, he thinks they're burying the back garden, don't he?
I must admit, I think I lost a lot of concentration around...
I was a bit confused by this point, but I think because the dog had dug up the bone, they're thinking there must be something buried in the
back. What was buried in the back garden?
And he also had like a dream that they thought was a vision.
That was earlier.
No, hold on.
Are you dreaming to us?
I feel like you had a dream.
I'm backpedaling, hold on.
So the next day, he's managed to get Carol to go to visit someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a great opportunity to go and see Evelyn.
Yeah, and they're going to go and play golf. But I like that Art turns up in ridiculous golf outfit. Just like, we're going to play golf for police weekend, loads of golf.
Do you like my new club?
Just like, oh, now it's believable.
Don't even wait for her to get down the road before they start storming off.
Yeah. So they go and cut the power, don't they? And then, I mean, you know what's going to happen here, that he's going to electrocute himself and fall off, but I still found it amusing.
But there's a lot of falls here that are non-survivable.
They landed in the shed. It's not that high. You don't know what's in the shed. It might have been a load of hay.
Then there's another fall when he falls off the roof. There's no injury. To fall on a shed and not have a nail in somewhere.
What? Nails just like randomly stick out of wooden panels.
You can survive a nail. In the
back.
You need to, if you've got issues with this, you need to start watching Yellowstone, because there's some serious issues in terms of survival.
We're not watching that.
Survival.
It's not. I mean, it's not a high fall, and the roof would have broken his fall, and
okay.
You know. If you've got
past the wind issue, we can get. Past
I haven't
this.
Got past the wind
no,
issue.
Clearly, no.
Sorry. I haven't got past my wind issue either.
Anyway, so they dig up the garden for a while, don't find anything, do they? So that's when they decide to go in the house.
Yeah.
But I like the random attempt to break him with a credit card. And then he just smashes a window. Just like, and this is breaking it. At that point, Art has an issue with it.
This is a point where I'm like, oh, the gag's forced here. Because, like, Ray asks Art for a credit card.
And they're all melted together.
Yeah, and like they've literally just put that in so they could show you the melted together. Because
I enjoyed that.
Ray
joke.
Has stood there with his own wallet and could got his own credit card out because he was electrocuted. And
I guess so.
It's like, to me, writing like that is, well, writing, we don't know, but it's so crowbar to get that gag.
I suppose a little bit. You do think, why has he asked him if he's got his own wallet? But I just like the stuck together credit cards. I'm not going to
lie. Oh, yeah, it is visually amusing.
I'm easily amused. What can I say?
They go straight to the basement. And
we talk about
reason...
the digging.
Yeah, we've done the digging.
Yeah.
Now we're breaking in.
No, but they were digging in the basement, weren't they?
No, but then they go to the basement. Why is there a load of sand in the basement? Do basements not have floors?
I don't. Maybe in America they're just more.
Some people might renovate it. Some of them might still be like dirt floors. I don't know.
I never really thought about it, I must admit, if I'm honest.
Might be a very soft limestone type material that's withered away over the years.
Perhaps that's why he immediately erosion. Thinks to start digging. Because it's why is it not flawed?
This is a question I have.
I'm flawed.
Yeah.
If you cremate a body, you cremate the bones.
Right, because we're all going to be really experienced in this area, so go on.
Correct.
That's why, yeah.
So is there not a fundamental problem... Huh? In this film, that the bones are always left behind.
I just think they hadn't cremated them yet.
I don't understand why, there were so many skulls in the furnace.
I mean, it doesn't say he's cremating them really at any point.
Well, he said he put skulls in the furnace.
He says at the end that they do that.
Yeah. It says put them in the furnace.
Yeah, you found my skull.
They're all in the furnace. And then they're all in the boot of his car.
So it might be just obviously puts them in there long enough to burn the flesh off, I guess.
No, I think...
He burns them and it leaves the scar. I got the impression. Oh. There you go. You
That's
go.
What I got.
No, well, maybe. I just thought that they were other bodies he hadn't got round to cremating.
Or maybe they're just, like, waiting.
No, because what would he have done with all the flesh?
Eating it.
That's what the dog's for.
Maybe, yeah.
But doesn't he keep the skulls?
That's yeah. what I thought. He keeps the skulls, but...
Well, maybe he's been keeping the skulls and cleaning them and then walking so into
it. No, this is getting... Going down a cul-de-sac here.
We're getting really down a cul-de-sac.
We can't get out.
I mean, it's hard. Burb. Continuity is a bit of an issue because the ending apparently was changed anyway from what was in the boot. Originally, it was going to be two cheerleaders and then it was going to be the two garbage men, which I think would have been better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
yeah.
why they ended up.
Oh, and at one point, Ray was going to die in the original.
Oh, yeah, they were
going
to kill Ray, yeah. Then once Tom Hanks won his Oscar or something, they were like, no, we can't kill him anymore.
But. See, to jumping ahead again slightly,
yeah.
But like, I really liked his speech at the end about how they were the crazy ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, oh, that's a really good ending. But then they kind of throw it away.
Yeah.
By, oh, no, they were killers.
It is all of a sudden like a Benny Hill moment at the end where it's
like... if they had killed Ray, it would have been like, and he was right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I suppose they're all crazy. I suppose it's the takeaway.
Yeah,
maybe.
But then no, it's not because they're not crazy. Because then he gets into the ambulance and they.
Oh, they're definitely crazy.
Then they try to kill him.
But like they're all wrong. I mean, obviously the people killing are much more wrong. But the neighbours, like right said right at the start, should have just called the police.
I think by the ending, that's for me where I was like, no, yeah, I'm like done. Like it's ridiculous. There's so many things were just thrown out all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like script, like things were just happening left, right, and centre, and I was like.
What is going on?
What was well, the actual
apparently,
plot of this
apparently
film?
They had to do a lot of reshoots for stuff. The notes I read didn't explicitly say what it was, but a lot of it included the ending. And
it felt very jagged.
It does feel a bit all over the shop.
The very ending, I agree. But up to that point, I don't personally think I have any issues with the lead up to it. Like
we get you that you're a massive fan of this.
I am a massive fan, but also it makes a lot of sense to me.
I mean,
he's digging in the basement because he's trying to find Walter. And he hits the gas line.
The fact that they jump, we've hit metal. Let's broadcast that we've found Walter now. Just such a jump to. I mean, it's done.
But they
for
are. But it's because they're absolutely nuts about it. Like, yeah. They're almost obsessed at this point, aren't
Worked
they?
Out. Yeah.
He must be here. It must be him. And the Klopeks have since come back, seen something's going on, and gone and got the police. And they all come back just to see the house literally blow up. But somehow Ray survives. Now, that bit is a bit...
Yeah, and he comes out with half his face swollen, which is confusing. But then his hair burnt.
I mean,
it's like really
he must
bizarre.
Have been at the epicentre of the explosion. Well, I suppose he's run away a bit. But he does seem pretty bad.
He does seem really bad.
And then the focus on his wife's hair. He had your hair done.
Oh, she's had her hair done towards the end.
He had
and then
done.
It goes back to the original haircut. Because she's obviously put the other wig back on.
So bizarre.
But,
so bizarre.
I do. I mean, we talked about it earlier, but I love the bit where he just puts himself in the ambulance.
That really made me
it's
laugh.
So good.
He just throws
himself
down.
On the trolley and then he just throws it in
down.
There, doesn't he? It's so aggressive, but it's so When you find out, when I found out it was improv,
but
it just made it so much
it
better.
It made sense in the character because he just lost it now.
Yeah, he's done.
He's just like right.
Yeah,
clearly need to section me or something because I'm done. I'm tapping out.
Yeah, and then Klopek tries to kill him. And it's right all along. Well, Hans is for some reason in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
I saw ridiculous.
Dressed as Pinocchio. What was that about?
It's a really odd costume.
For me,
choice.
I think he was like Hillbilly meets Austrian. The whole way through, he had that type of outfit on.
I mean, it's just Austrian to me. I didn't really ever get the hillbilly
massively
part
hillbilly part of it.
Why
whole,
was he
like,
hillbilly?
Because he had like the. Like that kind of. Massive. You look, you go back to it.
I'm aware of what he looks at. I just don't know what means. He's not, for no point is he like that.
No, he is.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, well, passionate about it.
We'll agree to disagree.
No, we're not disagreeing.
I'm
no
disagreeing with you. It's wrong. But, yeah, so he... And then they drives the ambulance into Art's house.
No one seems stressed out when they
no
see
one's
that
worried
ambulance.
About that until
no
his wife comes home.
Ambulance flying around all over the place. No one's like...
Why is it flying around all over the place, though?
He's grabbing hands while he's driving, isn't he?
You take a moment of silence for the pizza van.
Oh, pizza van. Yeah, but free pizza. Pizza dude.
Pizza dude.
Because at one point we get Because obviously at this point as well, what we missed is the fact that Walt has come home from the hospital.
Yeah.
Because he's had heart palpitations, he's been to hospital the whole time, and he's just been in hospital. So that's why the whole thing's just a bit ridiculous. And then it's Art talking to a policeman who basically explains everything.
Yeah.
And it's all perfectly explainable, which is why the sudden, and then the double twist at the end, and in fact they are killers, is quite good, I think, personally. Because you're like, oh, okay, it was all just...
I definitely think the whole concept of the film is quite a good idea, but could have been executed slightly better.
Maybe.
I think it's one of those films that actually would benefit from a remake.
I'm with you there, actually. Yeah. I think, and if it's set itself on one tone.
Yeah, I think there could be a really good film in that.
There'd be something to it. I feel like if it was done today, though, it would just be a bit too...
I mean, yeah, it'd be set in the Star Wars or the Marvel Universe,
and it'd be stylized, and it wouldn't be... But there is a charm to it, and that's why it's a cult classic.
Yeah, I can see why people like it, because it is that kind of
80s
Americana, young Tom Hanks, kind of... It's very surreal.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a bit like...
probably why I like it.
Twin Peaks. I love Twin Peaks, but people hate it because none of it makes sense.
Yeah, it's very
much a...
And again,
that's kind of classic cult... Is it a cult classic?
Yeah, Twin Peaks is definitely...
There's a charm to it, I think, those types of things.
Yeah, 100%. And I do think probably growing up watching it
makes
a difference to watching it fresh today.
That's what I think is the difference.
I'm going to say something controversial here.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
I think Tom Hanks is the worst part of this film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just don't like him.
I don't think he brings much to it. I think you could quite easily replace him with someone else and it would have the same effect.
Well, he doesn't seem to care for his family that much. I know he's clearly going through something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's not particularly funny. He's not really likable.
Really, isn't he? And everybody else is a bit...
Everyone is mad around him. And I do get that. But I don't know. I just didn't warm to him.
Oh, that's fair. I like him more towards the end where he's actually just losing it completely.
Yeah. See, that I really liked.
Yeah.
I don't mind him, but I think you could have someone else play that same role and have the same effect.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't. It's not like it could only be Tom Hanks, 100%.
Yeah.
But I enjoy him. He gets better as the film goes on. And he really leans into the crazy.
Yeah. Because
you don't often see him playing that kind of role.
Mm-hmm. No,
he plays a much more subdued sort of...
I feel like I've seen him in something where he's a bit...
He's a bit nuts and Castaway at points, but...
A lot of his early, like Dragnet and... what's that dog, police dog story?
You've got me now. It's
Turner,
not K-9,
Turner
is it?
And...
Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, so he's a bit more quirky in that, isn't he?
He's quirky, but he's never nuts.
No, you are right.
Yeah.
And that's perhaps why I think why I enjoy it. Like, outside of like him screaming, "You are a toy," at Buzz.
You are a toy.
But yeah, I'd be interesting to see the film. Like, imagine if you drop someone like Steve Martin in that role.
That's what I'm weirdly thinking.
Yeah, a more comedy actor in it. Maybe may have made something more of it. Mm. It's not a bad shout, to be fair. Yeah.
But yeah, there we go. So are we happy with we've gone through the film now?
I think so.
I think he acts a bit stupid in A League of Their Own, and that's the one I'm thinking of, where he acts a bit... He's meant to be a drunk, so...
So, Mark, let's go to you first.
Well, I obviously enjoy the film. I couldn't say I would personally recommend it to people because I know it is a cult classic and I know that it is very much of its time. But I don't think... I mean, certainly it's watchable. Like, if you might like that kind of thing, you're not going to be offended watching it or anything like that either, are you? From that term, it holds up pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything problematic about it.
No.
I was a bit surprised that Taylor didn't mention about the wife who was like gardening in the room.
Oh, Rumsfeld's wife.
Yeah.
It was unnecessary. But
if we could, Taylor, tell me you would not garden like that.
But I think there's a difference in the sexualization of women between in action films unnecessarily shoehorning women to the plot for brief moments for the purpose of sexualization. Whereas in this film it's a character. And she actually plays a role within the film.
Yeah,
obviously,
she
plays the kind of ditzy blonde kind of character. But I don't think, I think that's who she is, and it speaks to their relationship more than it just being She-Hulk.
You kind of felt like they were making a deal out of it, and it was going to lead to something, like there was going to be something between Ricky and her or something, or but it does, nothing really happens about it.
I think it just is a bit of a different character.
But I don't know whether they're doing the kind of tick box of who do you get in these suburban areas.
Yeah, I feel like very...
The way to...
young lad perving over the neighbour, you know.
And the neighbour that wears far too little to go out and do stuff. But so it could be, I can believe it from that point of view.
Yeah.
Anyway, I recommend it to myself.
I would not recommend it. I don't think
I would recommend it. And I watched some crap. You
obviously don't like it. That's fine. I'm okay with it.
I don't think I would recommend it either.
I said I wouldn't recommend it. No, it's very much a cult classic. If you've enjoyed it and watched it before, you're going to watch it.
What does cult classic mean?
It was crap at the time and it's crap now, but people look back on it thinking it was good at the time.
People have... It's found a way of becoming popular with a certain group of people.
I think that's how a dictionary description of cult classic could be written.
I can see why people like it.
Yeah.
I think the criticism, the contemporary criticism of it at the time is valid, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it didn't review well at the time, probably for a reason, but, you know, people loved it and people still do love it, so... There's a charm to it.
There's a charm.
Yeah. If you like bad films.
Yeah.
Taylor, not everything needs to be punctuated with a little witty retort, does it? You like a lot of bad films. 17 again.
17 again.
To be fair, I quite like 17 again.
That's not a cult classic. That's just crap.
Zac Efron is a beautiful piece of work.
All right, but just because he's attractive doesn't make it
a good
film.
It's not about his attractive. It's about his acting skills.
It's a rip-off.
Which are next level.
He's shirtless at the start. There you go. Over-sexualized.
What, Tom Hanks?
The start of that film is very bizarre.
I'm sorry, but it's over-sexualizing men. I felt objectified.
I'm not going to get
anyway, The Burbs, watch it. The end.
Don't watch it.
But I would say it's almost those films where I'd say to someone, kind of need to watch it. I want to know what you think about this
one. Yeah. It's always interesting to get an opinion.
Yeah.
But on the whole, people aren't going to like it. Unless you've got a real eclectic taste.
That's it. A higher level of taste.
Yeah. Cut above the general filth. Then you'll really appreciate this film.
You're such a knob.
The gentleman's film, this
absolutely.
One.
With a cigar.
I'm not a brat.
Anyway. The Burbs. Watch it, don't watch it. You make your own mind up. Anyway, we're going to be back shortly where we're going to discuss what we're going to be watching next time.
Ooh.
And we're back.
Oh, hello.
And now it's time to choose what we're going to be watching next time. But to do that, we, of course, as always, have to spin...
the wheel.
2010.
Oh, quite recent.
If only it was my choice.
I remember. You always want it to be your choice, so you could pick absolute tosh. It's my choice.
Imagine what you could have picked this year.
I know. I definitely would have gone for the... Easy A.
Remember me, Easy A.
Ah, nothing like a romantic drama to really turn everyone off.
What's the other one with Miley Cyrus that we saw?
Oh, The Last Song.
The Last Song, classics.
Right, well, it's my choice, so...
Please save us, Mark.
I don't know if I'm going to save us, but I think I'm going to go for Hot Tub Time Machine. A cult classic. Definitely not a cult classic.
But, didn't they do a sequel to that as well?
Yeah, I thought you weren't doing sequels.
Huh?
I thought you weren't doing sequels.
No, that's why
I'm not doing Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Oh, so you were still allowing ones.
I'm just doing the first one.
Although there has been considerations of Lethal Weapon 2 going around a few times.
Yeah, because we've done the first one. And I feel like you'd hate it, so that's another reason to pick it.
Is that the Always Sunny in Philadelphia version? Or
Lethal Weapon 5, 6 and 7. Yeah, we'll do them as well.
That's right.
But yes, we'll go with Hot Tub Time Machine, please, Ed.
Fantastic. Lock it in. Watch it next time.
Locked in.
Now, is there any other business?
I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to invite Kirsty back anymore because she didn't like my choice of film this time.
You can't base it on that.
No, I'm sorry. Up until this point, you've been backing me, but now you're out.
Kirsty, you can come when I...
Thanks. Ed already asked me, so...
No. But, you know, I'm sure you won't. But thank you for coming and joining us this time.
Okay, no worries.
And thank you, Taylor.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Edward.
Remember, you can subscribe to us on your preferred podcast platform so you get every episode as released. If you like the show enough, give us a 5-star rousing review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer.
What is with you,
whatever
Deezer?
You are. I just like saying the word Deezer.
Deezer at work means a very, well, we call it Deezer, but, or Deezers, but they're very different things to what you are.
Should we talk about it?
Drug safety.
Oh, okay.
It's reports. The right part of time to talk about it.
Yeah. Write a review on RDO Radio and we'll read it out. Remember, you can get in touch via email. That's hindsight@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter @thatshindsight and Instagram @thatshindsightpod. And we'll see you next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Goodbye, all. Bye-bye.
See ya. We don't want to be here.